Behold, Herman Mashaba, good morning to you, and welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning, Nicholas, and thank you for giving the voters of this country an opportunity to express themselves, because that is how successful democracies were built over centuries. And I think for us, as a new democratic dispensation, let us continue in this vein. Let us hold politicians accountable. Let's not give up on politics, because giving up on politics would really be the beginning of the end of our country. We cannot afford to have South Africa being a failed state.
However, very true.
Yeah, my call to you, to Nicholas, because the media has got a very powerful role to play, and I think it's very important for you as journalists and media personalities to really be able to not to mislead society because of your misunderstanding. Because I heard you earlier on talking about us only appearing as a logo. That is not true. What's happening, Nicholas, so when you go and vote on the 1st of November, you have two ballot papers. One, you vote for the ward councillor, and one for a PR. So we don't have a problem with a PR councillor. On the PR councillor the ballot paper, actually, the name is there. The only problem is with the ward candidate. That is where they only have the name of the ward councillor, and obviously then decided to reduce us into a logo. So it's not obviously, I think, a case that you're going to find us as a logo on both ballot papers.
Mr. Mashaba, thank you very much for the clarity. Now, I do apologize for misinforming the public there, but I want to find out from you, though.
I honestly don't really blame you. I think for me, it is something that was really plain. We're dealing in a political environment where action is, it's a big threat. So
I understand Mr. Mashaba, but I mean, the court has ruled against you now. We live in a constitutional democracy that has a supremacy of law.
We accept that, but we don't want you as a media to keep, obviously, misleading people.
Okay.
That
fair enough. But
they're going to vote for a logo on both ballot papers.
Let me pose this to you.
The problem is it is with a ward ballot paper.
Ward candidate ballot papers, you won't have the Action SA name next to it, just the ward candidate name. I understand that, but I want to find out from you. I mean, will you...
You're going to see Action SA, and you vote for Action SA, so there's no problem there.
Thank you for the clarity, Mr. Mashaba, but I need to ask you this question. Are you willing to admit now that Action SA didn't fill in the electoral application papers properly?
Absolutely. There's no... it's a subject matter for another discussion, but I can assure you Action SA has never made a mistake.
Never made
a mistake. Absolutely. 100% sure we never made a mistake.
But the electoral Court of South Africa has just said that you did make a mistake. It was your fate. Culpa stands with you.
There is another mistake, Nicholas, you're making, because the court has not pronounced as to why they took this decision. I'm sure you saw their papers. They said that they will give us the reasons why they dismissed the case. They've never. So right now you are actually misinterpreting the judgment.
Let me ask you this final question before I go to Mpo in Pretoria. The picture of the application form that Action SA functionaries had to fill in, where it says party name and a not applicable was written, was that not written by one of your functionaries? And as a result, it's your responsibility.
It's a totally different matter. On the registration paper and the ballot paper, because there's absolutely no reference whatsoever. Please, I'm sure you listen to the court, including the judges asking the IEC, the senior counsel, about their rules, because the rules that they're talking about are the rules that are subjective to the IEC. When you fill in your registration, it asks you register the name of your party, and then they say, do you have any abbreviation, if any? And Action SA does not have any abbreviation.
Mr. Mashaba?
It says if any, and it makes no reference whatsoever to the ballot paper.
Mr. Mashaba, I wish you luck for the rest of the week campaigning. You're going to be in and around Johannesburg this weekend. Very briefly, tell us before we go to Mpoem Ken.
I'm in Eldorado Park in Cape Town within the next 2 hours.
Fantastic. Herman Mashaba on the campaign trail there. Not liking how I framed the responsibility for not having the name in the ballot papers.